Welcome back in, everyone, to a fabulous new episode of Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper. We have one of our favorite shows to be sharing with you and an incredible theater company that's presenting it. And joining us to talk to us about this show, we've got the director and associate artistic director with the theater company, Travis Burby, who's speaking to us about Epic Players Theater presentation of Spring Awakening, playing May 9th through the 19th at ART New York Theaters. And you can get your tickets and more information by visiting epicplayers.ticketspice.com. We, of course, have covered the show in our regular programming. You can go back on our catalog and find that. But we are so excited to be talking about this new production, this new version of it. And the perfect person to be speaking about it is our wonderful guest, Travis Burby. So Travis, welcome to Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper.
Hello, Andrew. I'm happy to be here.
So happy that you're here. So happy that we're talking about this great, great show.
Yes.
This is one of our favorites. We have the pleasure of seeing it both on Broadway and on tour. And now you've got this great new iteration of this great new production. I want to start by having you maybe remind our listeners a little bit about what Spring Awakening is about.
Yeah, so Spring Awakening is one of my favorite shows too. It takes place in 19th century Germany. It follows a group of children or teenagers as they navigate through this really kind of repressive society where they're not given very much information about sex or growing up, really. And we kind of see the fallout of that society and kind of what it does to this group of kids.
Yes, knowledge is power is all I'm saying. Yeah. That's the biggest thing I took away
Absolutely.
From it. But it's a beautiful show and a beautiful summary there. And I want to talk to you about your particular production because there's some great things you're doing. Will you tell us a little bit more about that as well as where did you come up with the idea to present the show as you are?
Yeah. So our company is Epic Players. We're a neuro-inclusive theater company. That means we have people from all different kinds of abilities working together. So we have a lot of folks who identify as having all kinds of different disabilities. We have several folks in our show who identify as having autism. We have someone who has low vision. We have a deaf actor. So we're all about just bringing all different kinds of folks together to create theater and more representation in theater. So our version of the show, it's gonna take place in an alley configuration. We're leaning into a very kind of raw, elemental, bold style with the show. And this show really came to us because it was something that our actors really resonated with. It's certainly one of my favorite shows and has a special place in my heart. And I think it does for a lot of our company as well. And we had a lot of folks who want to see disability representation that shows people disabilities as sexual. That's something we don't get a lot. So that was a big part of wanting to do the show, as well as kind of how this show connects to our current political climate and what it means for people in the disability community.
Love that. And I love the community you're involving in, the perspective you're presenting. This is so wonderful, so wonderful. So as we are now right about a month away as of time of this recording, what has it been like developing the piece, getting it up on its feet, all of that stuff?
Yeah, it's been a fun ride so far. We started kind of conceptualizing things back in the winter, and then we started rehearsals in January. And it's been a really exciting process. We have accessibility is a huge part of our process, and we've spent a lot of time, you know, making sure that we are keeping this rehearsal process accessible for everyone in our cast. Our cast is super passionate and collaborative. Yeah, so we started in January and have just been kind of plugging away. We started with music. We've also been working with a mental health professional on the show just to kind of be there for our cast and make sure everyone's kind of staying mentally healthy as we navigate this sensitive material. We also have an access coordinator who works with us and helps us make sure everything is accessible for everyone. We're also working with Adazzle, which is a director of artistic sign language, which has been really exciting for this show. Adazzle, our director of artistic sign language, Kaylin Aaron Lozano, as well as an intimacy director. So there's kind of all these different collaborating elements that have come together to really support our cast through this process.
Absolutely love that. And I love that you're using Adazzle. This is amazing. Now, I'm going to come back to the idea of accessibility, or the subject, I should say. But before I do, I want to ask, with this wonderful production that you're putting together, is there a specific message or thought you hope that audiences will take away from it?
Yeah. I mean, some stuff I touched on a little already. I think, just the idea of representation in general, and seeing the disability community represented through such an iconic show. But I think there's so many kind of nuances that are coming into our production that specifically relate to the disability community. Like the most current statistic I could find was, so this is from NPR, people with intellectual disabilities, women and men, are the victims of sexual assault at a rate more than 7 times those of people without disabilities. It's one of the highest rates of sexual assaults of any group in America. And we hardly talk about it. So I think that is a huge element of this. I want to bring light to that, but also just kind of bring light to a lot of ways that children and teens with disabilities are infantilized often and not given information about sex, which I think can sometimes result in someone hurting someone on accident, or even maybe allowing something to happen to them that they wouldn't if they had more information and maybe knew what was going on or were prepared for things like that. So that's a really big part of it that I hope people take away. And of course, as with all of our shows, I really hope that people come to our show and see just what incredible work disabled actors can do and what incredible performers they can be in bringing life to this story, and that disabled actors can do anything neurotypical actors can do when they're given the right supports.
Say that again for the people in the back. Absolutely. For my final question in this interview, I want to return to our conversation about accessibility, because obviously this show is offering a lot of it. And I want to know, in particular, who do you hope have access to this production of Spring Awakening?
I mean, in short, everyone. we're doing a lot of exciting things in terms of accessibility for our audience. We have 2 ASL shows, ASL interpreted shows. They are May 9th and May 16th. Our 2 ASL shows that will be interpreted. We have a fabulous group of interpreters that have been in rehearsals with us that are going to be interpreting the show. We also are going to have captioning and audio description. So that's really exciting. So hopefully we make our show accessible for everyone. It's a show that I think will be really important for people in the disability community to see and hopefully see themselves represented in a new way and an important story being told. But I also hope we have mainstream neurotypical audience too, who comes and is able to see what these actors can do and this important take on this famous story.
Second part of our interview, we love giving our listeners a chance to get to know our guests a little bit better. Pick your brain, if you will. And I want to start by asking you, what or who inspires you? What playwrights, composers, or shows have inspired you in the past, or just some of your favorites?
Yeah, I've always been a really big fan of Mary Zimmerman and the Looking Glass Theater in Chicago. They really lean into storytelling and kind of playing with different types of performance and different elements in performance, which I think is really fun. I feel like I have so many people I work with every day at Epic who inspire me and are really incredible. We have classes and workshops and different things. So we'll do like playwriting, storytelling, stand-up comedy. And so I feel like I'm really lucky in that I just get to kind of be inspired by artists all the time. Yeah.
That is so wonderful. What a great list of inspiration. I love that. I have been hearing the Looking Glass Theater continually come up recently in our interviews, and
oh, really?
Have to look into this. I have to get on board and check this out, because when enough people are like, hey, you need to talk about this, you know, get the net kind of thing. So
yeah, you definitely should. I'd recommend it.
I love it. So now I want to ask, what is your favorite part about working in the theater?
I think just collaboration. I love collaborating, getting kind of different people in the room and all of us kind of throwing our ideas in the blender and seeing what comes out on the other end. That process is super exciting to me. I feel like often as a director, a show is kind of a puzzle that you're trying to unlock, and often there's challenges and roadblocks that come into that puzzle, but you know, having to work around those things, often I feel like we end up finding the most incredible choices, like within those limitations. And a lot of that comes from collaboration. And I love doing accessible theater. I think it's just really wonderful as a director to be able to create pathways and reduce barriers for actors to participate in things. And it just kind of opens a floodgate, I think, to find so many new and unique choices as you're building a show.
That is a spectacular answer. Could not agree more with that. And it is a wonderful lead into my favorite question to ask guests, which is, what is your favorite theater memory?
When I was in college, I studied in London for a little bit, and we saw a production of Titus Andronicus at the Globe, and it was the most raw and vivid show I'd ever seen. We were standing in the Groundlings area, and there I got water dumped on my head at one point, and I was shoved into other people like by actors, and it just really expanded for me what theater can be and kind of the container that theater can live in. And the show was so heart-wrenching and painful, but really funny at the same time. And I'd never quite seen comedy and drama coexist so presently like that. So that has been a big thing that I've taken away from it.
What a fabulous memory. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
As we wrap things up, I would love to know, do you have any other productions or projects coming on the pipeline that we might be able to plug for you?
Yeah, we're going to have another play coming up in the fall. So stay tuned on that. We're going to be doing a cabaret this summer. So you can stay tuned for info about that. As far as things coming up soon, in conjunction with Spring Awakening on May 12th, we're going to be doing something called Epic After Dark. And it's going to be an improv showcase of an improv class that has been working this semester, and that's going to take place after Spring Awakening. We're also doing Originally Devised Rock Musical on June 7th and 8th, and one of our singing classes is going to be doing a voice concert on June 22nd.
That sounds amazing. So some great things in the pipeline that we need to keep tabs on, which again is a fabulous lead into my final question, which is, if our listeners would like more information about Spring Awakening or about you, maybe they'd like to reach out to you, how can they do so?
Yeah, if you want to find out more info on Spring Awakening or about Epic, you can go to epicplayersnyc.org. That's kind of the home base for our company, where you can find all the information about our classes, if you're interested in joining, or if you want to get tickets to a show. You can also check out Epic's Instagram at EpicPlayersNYC. And my Instagram is TravBurbee, TravBurbee.
Wonderful. Well, Travis, thank you so, so much for taking the time to speak with us today, for sharing this truly incredible production. You are doing, you and your company and all the artists involved are doing something so spectacular. And I think this is what more theater needs to look like and be. So thank you so much. Thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, it's been such a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. My guest today has been the director and associate artistic director, Travis Burby, who's part of Epic Players Theater presentation of Spring Awakening, happening May 9th through the 19th at ART New York Theaters. You can get your tickets and more information by visiting epicplayers.ticketspice.com. We also have some contact information for the company as well as Travis that we'll be posting in our episode description as well as on our social media posts. But everyone within the sound of my voice and beyond, get your tickets, support this wonderful company, this incredible, incredible production. We need more shows like this. This is the future of theater, and this is a brilliant production. What a wonderful show to be doing this with, the beautiful musical Spring Awakening. Get your tickets now for Spring Awakening, playing May 9th through the 19th. So until next time, I'm Andrew Cortez, reminding you to turn off your cell phones, unwrap your candies, and keep talking about the theater.
In a stage whisper.
Thank you.
If you like what you hear, please leave a 5-star review, like, and subscribe.
You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Stage Whisper Pod.
And feel free to reach out to us with your comments and personal stories at stagewhisperpod@gmail.com.
And be sure to check out our website for all things Stage Whisper and theater. You'll be able to find merchandise, tours, tickets, and more. Simply visit stagewhisperpod.com. Our theme song is Maniac by Jazzar. Other music on this episode provided by Jazzar and Billy Murray. You can also become a patron of our show by logging on to patreon.com/stagewhisperpod. There you will find all the information about our backstage pass as well as our tip jar. Thank you so much for your generosity. We could not do this show without you. Broadway, Paris, where I don't care.